We now have a new shockingly high estimate of how many people are likely to die in this country from COVID-19. This comes from Dr. Anthony Fauci of the U.S. National Institutes of Health on CNN.
I would say between 100 and 200,000 deaths. I mean, we're going to have millions of cases.
We now have 132,000 cases here, with the death toll more than 2,300. 8,500 people are hospitalized with the virus just in New York State, where a doctor has this blunt assessment.
It's been like a war zone, a medical war zone.
First thing yesterday, President Trump raised the likelihood he was about to order a quarantine on New York State, New Jersey, and Connecticut. He said that could last for several weeks.
This would be an enforceable quarantine, and, you know, I'd rather not do it, but we may need it.
There was swift criticism from the governors of those three states. They warned it could spark a panic in a populace already under a lot of stress. Andrew Cuomo of New York State.
I don't know how that could be legally enforceable.
By the end of the day, Trump had backed off, tweeting there would be no quarantine, but urging people in those three states to avoid unnecessary travel for 14 days. Contagion, the eerily on-the-mark 2011 movie about a viral pandemic, is getting a lot of renewed attention.
It's quite possible you've come in contact with an infectious disease and that you're highly contagious.
And now its stars, including Kate Winslet and Matt Damon, have released home videos in partnership with New York's Columbia University to educate viewers on precautions.
Wash your hands like your life depends on it, because right now, in particular, it just might.
Damon's character in Contagion is immune to the fictional virus, but...
That was a movie. This is real life. I have no reason to believe that I'm immune to COVID-19.
One of the many infectious disease experts who were consultants on the movie is Ian Lipkin of Columbia. And Millsy and Basil, now he has tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, they keep coming. The numbers are terrible out of the United States. We're not...